Hi friends, welcome back to the Sowing the Seeds podcast with your host, Mia Jules. This is season 2, episode 9. We have one more episode and season 2 will be wrapped up. Okay, welcome back. This past week I've been in the mountains and it is so refreshing. This episode is called Becoming Me Again. Recently, obviously before I went away, I was looking in the mirror and just in my phone camera and like not recognizing the person who was staring back. I have no idea when this happened, when it started. Like maybe it was slowly and quietly, but like somewhere along the way, I kind of lost myself in sight of like where I was going and where I was. There's a numbness that creeps in. Maybe not like sadness exactly, just like maybe like an emptiness. I couldn't even explain what was wrong. It was hard to even explain to my friends. You know, just something felt really off. And I just was looking in the mirror and I just kind of broke down a little bit because I was like trying all these things, trying new things and the same things. And I just feel like I can never feel like myself. I feel like I never look like myself. I feel like I kind of lost myself. I started asking questions that I don't even have the answers to. Like, when did I become this? Why don't I feel like myself anymore? Like, where did my joy go during this time? I stood in front of the mirror for so long, trying to find a trace of who I used to be, wondering if I was still in there somewhere, you know, just kind of hiding, scared, something. Like, I went on the phone with one of my friends, and I just kind of tried to explain that, and I couldn't really explain it, because I was so confused, because I was so lost. I went away. I went into the mountains to remember who I was or who I am or maybe to let God remind me. Losing yourself doesn't usually happen all at once. It's usually like slowly, a slow drift. One day you wake up and you just realize you've been living on like autopilot, like doing, achieving, surviving, but you're not being, you're not living. I kind of was burnt out. I, you know, had disappointment and I felt like people were constantly pulling me to reach their expectations, you know, of me. And I felt like I was trying to become who everyone needed me to be. And somewhere along that way, like in that noise, I forgot what my own voice sounded like. I forgot what God's voice sounded like. And when I tried to listen for it again, I kind of heard silence. But even in my own silence, God was there. So Psalm 139 says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." And that means, like, even when I'm having trouble, like, remembering who I am, or I don't even know myself, or you don't even know yourself, you're having a hard time remembering who you are, like, God still does, okay? He's not confused about my confusion. He's not afraid of the versions of me that feel lost. He's not afraid of the versions of you that are being experimented with. And I think of Luke 15:4, where Jesus just says, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost one until he finds it?" Like, wow, let that sit in. He leaves the 99 for the one? That's what God does. Like, he doesn't wait for us to find our way back. He comes searching for us in the deepest, darkest places, even in the fog of who we are trying to be, we are becoming, we are looking for. Like, that's what God does, you know? And that is so, so, so comforting. Among all this noise. Okay, so I went away. Okay, I packed up all my questions, my confusion, my exhaustion, and I drove into the mountains. Okay, I didn't go looking for clarity. I went looking for the stillness. Okay, in that quietness that I have it each morning. I sit out on the porch, on the balcony, and I just watch the mountains, and I talk to God, and I listen to God, and I have an open heart and open arms. I didn't find all the answers, but I felt something familiar. And you know what that was? That was peace, okay? Maybe that was me under all the noise, okay? Mark 1:35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. And that's exactly what I do every morning. I get up at 6 a.m. and I go out on that porch and I pray and I listen and I meditate in that state. And honestly, I feel so much better. Like, I feel so revived. I feel like myself. I feel like I'm learning who I am again. I lost myself for a little while, for a few days even. Even a few days is a lot, okay? And, you know, even Jesus, the Son of God, stepped away from the crowds, the noise, and the demands. Like, he knew the power of retreating. Sometimes you have to leave to remember who you were before the world and the noise got too loud. Like, guys, sometimes you have to leave to remember who you were before the world got loud. Okay? Out on that balcony in the mornings, it's just me and God. There's no phone, there's no expectations, just the wind and the trees and the mountains and the whisper of his voice saying, "You're still mine. I'm still in control. Like, you got this. You know who you are. You know who you are." And while this was happening, I texted a friend and I was like, "I think I'm having an identity crisis. I've had one before multiple times." And she texted back, "I understand. But you know yourself, Mia. You love nature and you love your friends and you love observing. You love bright colors and shopping. Your love for your dogs and you love Jesus and singing. You can try all these new things to see if you like them. But if you don't, that doesn't mean that you don't know yourself. That just means you're getting to know yourself better." And wow, when I first read that, I was confused and I didn't understand it. But now that I sit here and I reread it, what a great friend, first of all, but also what a blessing. What a great word. You know, what a great word that she had put on her heart to tell me that. Like, I needed that reminder. And I'm so blessed to have friends that can remind me of that. And it's just, it just blows me away. In the quiet in the mornings, I started to remember not who I was, but who I am. I think I was trying to find myself, but maybe God wanted to restore me. You know, there's a huge difference between that. Finding is about, you know, going back. Restoring is becoming new. Like, I don't need to go back to who I was because that's in the past. I need to become who I was always meant to be. I need to become who I was always meant to be. And that is a word for you too. Me sharing this and talking about myself doesn't mean that it doesn't mean the same thing for you. I'm sharing this from my point of view, but it can resonate with you as well. So don't feel, you know, awkward by that. And that's what God's been teaching me, like, that identity isn't something that I myself create, it's something I receive. It's already written, guys. It is sealed in the Lord, okay? 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone and the new is here." That means that old me that I was confused about, the one who was performing and comparing and exhausted, she is gone. And that's what's left. Is something being remade in his image. Becoming is hard, okay? It's uncertain, it's slow, it's unknown, but faith lives there, okay? In that becoming. It's where God meets us, not as we were, but as we're growing to be, okay? And if you're listening to this right now and you feel like you've lost yourself, I get it, okay? I just went through that last week. I get that. Maybe you've been trying to keep it together for so long that you forgot what it feels like to just be. But I want you to know this, that God hasn't lost you. He hasn't lost sight of you. You are still known, you are still seen, and you are being rebuilt, remade, okay? Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Maybe that's the invitation to stop striving, to stop chasing that old you and just rest in his presence just long enough to remember exactly who you are and who you're becoming. You are not lost, you are becoming. And maybe that's the most beautiful part. Okay? You do not have to recognize yourself right now because God is revealing exactly to you who you are meant to be. God is shaping you all along. You're just meeting the version of you that God's been shaping all along, and that's okay. You're not lost, you're becoming. And like I said, the things that I've been doing is I went away and I was still and I took time with God. Yes, I took lots of pictures and posted a lot. Of course I did, because that's my thing. I love that. That's another thing that I love. That's what makes me me. But I did have those quiet moments. I did have those still moments in the morning and at night. And I started leaving prayer cards with verses all around the house that when I walk in a room, I read that card. I read the card on my mirror every single morning as I get ready in the mountains, okay? I read it every morning. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord, your God, goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's Deuteronomy 31:6. And that's just one of them, okay? But how well does that go with this message? It's on my mirror every morning. Every time I'm getting my makeup on, my hair done, I read that and I speak that over my life because it's true. The Lord, your God, goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Even in the moments where you don't even know yourself, where you forget who you are, where you forget your identity, the Lord is never going to leave you or forsake you because that is not the kind of God He is. He is a constant God, and He is there with you in all of your moments. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And I pray that you can speak that over your life. Use the prayer cards. Take some time. Get away from the world, get where it's all loud and noisy. Go into the quiet and the stillness and be with God. You know, pray and listen. Because God is not leaving you. God is not done with you. You know who you are. You know, you're becoming, you're being made new. And that's exactly what I've had happen to me. And now I can go home and I can find peace again. Because I know the Lord is with me and He is not forsaking me. And just because I forgot who I was for a few days doesn't mean He ever forgot who I was. He was with me in the noise and in the still, and now I can go home made new because I know who I am in Christ. And it's such a blessing, and I pray that you can have that same exact blessing because you are not alone in this if you're feeling this way. So have an amazing week, and I pray that this is helpful to anyone at all, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.